Grace and peace be yours from Jesus Christ, our Advent King, who has promised to return a second time, just as he came the first time, for us and for our salvation. There are certain things that we put in our homes for our own safety, and sometimes they're required, sometimes they aren't. For example, devices we put in our homes to monitor and keep us safe, such as a carbon monoxide detector or smoke alarms. My own personal experience, I appreciate carbon monoxide detectors as of late. They're definitely necessary, especially when you consider that carbon monoxide is something that is a poisonous gas, invisible and imperceptible to the human senses. But as I thought about the carbon monoxide detector, I thought about, why do we even put those detectors in our homes? What are they there for? What are they supposed to be doing? They're supposed to be there to constantly be monitoring, constantly, 24/7, making us sure that we are alert if something is there in our homes. And I thought, that's kind of what Jesus wants us to be and to do. As we think about his second coming, as he promised he's going to come again, as we've just been hearing about in the end times, and as we think about his second coming, it actually naturally brings us back to his first coming, where he kept that first promise, which then, when we look at when he came to the little manger in Bethlehem, as we're going to celebrate in a few short weeks, we see how it actually points us back again and readies us for his second coming in the end. And so today, as we take a look at this section from Mark's Gospel, it's actually Jesus talking about signs of the end times. He's talking about the end of the world, really. And as he does so, as we begin another church year, as we kneel at the foot of our Savior, Jesus tells us, I want you to be alert for Jesus. And really, that can mean two different things for us today. Being alert for Jesus could mean, in one sense, that we are alert for Jesus to come back, just as he said, as we've been talking about. But it could also have a meaning, be alert on behalf of Jesus. In other words, being alert as one of his disciples here, while we're waiting in our time of grace here on this earth. And Jesus actually gives us those three pointers today, and they're listed for you in your bulletin, of how, as we are made alert for Jesus, that we are bewaring the sin of apathy that is so prevalent among each and every one of us as a result of our own sinful natures, that we be responsible as we wait, as we live in this time of grace, and that we finally be waiting. Waiting and watching as Jesus has made the promise, I will come back again in the same way that I left. As we consider bewaring, or being aware, rather, of apathy, I think if there's one thing in our nation, and perhaps as a result of our own nature of sin, it is apathy. If we can be led by the devil, if the devil can tempt us and entice us to get the feeling of, who cares? What's the big deal? And he's actually got us right where he wants us. I think of there's two ways, maybe three, that the devil tries to lead us away from trusting in the true God as the only means of salvation. One is, first of all, despairing that there's no way that God could forgive my sins. Another might be the other side of things, that I have to help along the way to get into heaven. We call that work righteousness. But along with despair, and right, kind of the other way, the other side of despair would be not to care. That's what we call apathy. That's one of the things that we have to be very much aware of in our society and world of ease and luxury. From technology to entertainment, quite literally, we have all the entertainment we could imagine right in our pocket. from every tap and touch, if something is not entertaining us or easy enough for us, if we have to work a little bit, we'd rather just not deal with it. We'd rather just kind of say, eh, not a big deal. Let's put that away for later, or not even be concerned about it and not make a big deal about it. That's apathy. And Jesus speaks about those who live in apathy. Because those who live apathetic lives in this time of grace will die pathetic deaths in eternity when it comes to God's grace. It might be equivalent to the person who buys all the smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors but doesn't even put them up. Or maybe they do, but their batteries have run out long ago and they're just sitting there chirping away, letting them know, change me, I'm not doing my job, I'm not alerting you, and therefore you're not alert either. Jesus sounds a warning for those. He says, no one knows about that day or hour. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So watch, be alert, and pray, because you do not know when the time will come. I think there's something interesting that Jesus says here. He says that the Son doesn't even know when the end will come. Understand this. When Jesus is saying these words, he didn't know, because he's in his state of humiliation. He was in the state where he's just like us, where we don't know when that time is going to come. And so he chose not to know that time at that moment in his life, in time, in his state of humiliation. He knows it now, sure. But he had to become one of us, right? He had to go through every single thing that we go through, sinful nature aside. And so that not knowing would also then be trusting and relying completely on his heavenly Father and keeping an apathetic watch out for, well, the apathy. Because we often don't. Because our nature is not to care. Especially if it's nothing that I have to deal with right now or today or even maybe tomorrow. Because if I can put it off till tomorrow, I'm going to do that. Especially when it comes to my own soul or even the souls, sadly, of the people around us. So, how are we made aware of apathy? How can we live in a way that that combats that naturally apathetic sinful nature? Jesus tells us here, he says, watch, be alert, and pray. Those are three commands. They're not suggestions, they're commands. He tells us to watch. Now, watching is more than just keeping your eyes open. Although that's certainly part of it. Could you imagine if you're going, let's say, driving? You're watching what's going on, but you're not really paying attention. And that's usually what when we have things called accidents happen. So you can actually be watching but not paying attention. We kind of have those ways of zoning off into our comfort zones, dream world, so to speak. So that's why Jesus says, keep watch, but also be alert, because keeping watch also means that we are keeping alert. So how do you keep watch and keep alert? Well, Jesus says, pray. The one who is praying is really showing that, see, prayer is something that proceeds from proper preparation, which is found in the Word of God. And the one who is being properly prepared in the Word of God is naturally going, supernaturally going to pray. And what prayer does is it drives us right back to the source of prayer, and that is the Word of God, the sacraments of our Lord. And so really the key to combating apathy is to find a reason to care where God gives us reason, back to His Word. He's the one who makes us alert for Jesus. But it's one thing to be aware, it's another to be responsible with what we've been entrusted. go back to those carbon monoxide detectors. Let's say you're having a party at your house and you're inviting all kinds of people over, and then in the middle of the party, all these people start passing out because you have a carbon monoxide leak. No one smells it, no one detects it, and no alarms are going off. So what if the homeowner is the one who installed those, made sure the batteries were working, and regularly tested those things? Whose fault is it? Well, we say it's a manufacturer. It must be a default in something inside those detectors. Certainly. But may I make a little more simple observation? The detectors grew apathetic. They didn't care if there was carbon monoxide coming into your house. They didn't care to sound the alarm. They just sat back and let it happen. Jesus wants you to sound the alarm. He wants you to be those detectors for Him. Being alert for Jesus also is not just about me and becoming less than apathetic, but rather also, in my lack of apathy, becoming responsible with the way that God has given me and the means that God has given me to sound the alarm of His second coming. That's why Jesus makes this little mini parable in the middle of what He says. He says, it's like a man going away on a journey. When he left his home, he put his servants in charge and assigned what each one was to do. And he also commanded the doorkeeper to keep watch. Now, if Jesus is the owner of the house, and if He's the one who's leaving, I think we can pick up on that, right? Notice what He does. He assigns workers, servants, to be in charge. He also commands the doorkeeper to keep watch. Who are those people? You see them every morning when you look in the mirror. You're those whom God has given the assignment to keep watch. You're the ones whom God has assigned. I want you to keep watch over the doors of the truth of my word, so that the devil doesn't come in and destroy it. You're the ones who are there along with your called pastor and your teachers, you're the ones who are there to make sure the devil doesn't come in and start the faith of those who are weak on fire and burn them out completely. You're the ones who are there to sound the alarm so that your batteries are refreshed in your own life as you dig into the Word, and that you sound the alarm to those around you, those whom God has entrusted to you. And maybe that's your own children. Maybe that's your grandchildren. Maybe that's starting with yourself to begin with. Maybe that means that I need to get back into the Word. Maybe that means that I need to take responsibility for my own life to sound the alarm as Jesus has called me to do so. Because Jesus said, as I came once, I will also come again. But until that time comes, I've put you on watch. I've given you responsibility. Be alert for Jesus. How do we do that? Think for a moment what your station in life is right now. Some of you probably have more than one hat to wear. Are you a father or mother? Are you a son or a daughter? Are you employer, employee? Do you regularly use media, social media? Are you one who, this is pretty much everyone, by the way, are you one who knows someone else who doesn't know that Jesus is coming again? And then, what are you going to do about it? What are you doing? What are you saying? What alarm are you sounding, not only with your mouth, but also in the life that you live? What are you teaching your children? What are you teaching your grandchildren? How are you honoring and serving those whom God has entrusted in authority over you, if you are a child? And how are you honoring those whom God has placed in your care spiritually? finally, the responsibility that God gives to us is one that can easily be overclouded by the apathy that we seek to try to do away with. The responsibility that God has given to us is that we continue to sound that alarm as He sounded it for us. As He came and sounded it so long that He would give His life unto death for us. That in the end, those whom He has commissioned to be His vigilant watchers would also then continue to sound that alarm, being alert for Jesus. Beware the apathy. Be responsible as you are alert, made alert for Jesus. But then also be watching. Again, how do you prepare for the unexpected? How do you prepare for that invisible gas coming into your home? Well, you set up the alerts, right? You make sure they're working. For many of us, it may not ever happen that your carbon monoxide detector even goes off or even has that invisible gas coming into your homes. You don't know. But you do know when the end is going to come. You do know that there is going to be a definite end, whether that's you dying or Jesus coming back first. He's given you all the warning and all the necessary preparation to lead you to see, if I came once and I kept my promise once for you, I will come again, as I said. And so He leaves us the very simple, simple instructions. Therefore, since you know this is going to happen, keep watch, because you don't know when the owner of the house is coming, whether it's in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or early in the morning. If He comes suddenly, don't let Him find you sleeping. Because what I say to you, I say to everyone, keep watch. We have heard that so many times this morning. Keep watch. Be alert. Beware. Be watching. I think it's interesting here that Jesus actually gives us four little opportunities to keep watch when we aren't normally going to be keeping watch. Those times that He notes here in this verse, verse 35, there are times when normally people aren't paying attention. They're sleeping or they're drowsy or they're being lulled to sleep by the world around them. In a great spiritual sense, it is very easy to get lulled back into it. It's very easy to get dissuaded from the truth and back into the world's way of finding truth. It's so very easy to take our eyes off Jesus, who is promised to come again, and to put them back on all the whirlwind and it seems the hurricane and frenzy of the holiday spirit, forgetting the reason Jesus came the first time was to get us ready for the second time, so that in looking for the second time, we're held responsible in our time of grace to hold off and put off those cobwebs of apathy, that we might be made alert for Him to come again. So how are you doing? Are you watching? Are you alert? And you might say, well, yes, I am. I'm here this morning, aren't I? What about when you leave here? What about when you're in the comfort of your own home? What about when you're by yourself and someone cuts you off on the road? What about when you're in the store and in the midst of all that, this? What about when you're on your own and you're clicking or tapping or watching? What about the times when you have opportunity? Be alert for Jesus. After all, He's the one who came and fought off the apathy that comes so naturally for us. He's the one who came and showed the responsibility of taking... He became responsible for all of our sin. Realize that. He's the one who kept watching and kept waiting for His Heavenly Father's plan to come to fruition through His own blood and righteousness for you. To prepare you to be alert. Not tomorrow. Not I'll get to it later. Not, well, when I have enough time, because tomorrow will be too late. Now's the time. Now's the time to be alert for Jesus. Amen.